Shas Balak is Zamun Shal Kudosh Baruch Hu. The Gro in the Pnini Meshulchan Gro in Perek Bei Perek Chov Bei Pasuk Yud Ches says on the pasuk like this. It says on the Medrash that on the pasuk Lasso is Gdoila Oktana. So let me tell you the Rosh Hashanah Medrash. The Medrash says like this. First of all, what means Gdoila Oktana? Gdoila, if Gdoila he can do it, for sure he could do Ktana. If he could do Ktana, for sure he couldn't do Gdoila. But what the Pasuk says? So the Medrash, the Pliya says like this. Vayashav Hashem Dovar Bifi Bilam. Chad Omer Chika, that he stopped him from saying something. Chad Omer Adichsiv Meikov Lo Kovakel. Vechad Omer Hoitzi Mili Nipi, that he made him speak more. Not he made speak less, he made speak more. How do they see? Mazeom lozom Hashem. Ma'ekum lokov akel, ma'ezum lozom Hashem. What does that mean, the Medrash? So says the Gro the following. The Shem Elokim is Midas Adin. But the Shem Kel, which is the short of Midas Adin, of Elokim, is Midas Chesed. Chesed Kel kol hayom. The Shem Yudkei Vovke is the Shem Arachamim. The Shem Yudkei, which is a short of the Yudkei Vovke, is what? Is Midas Adin, right? So says the Gro, that's the idea. So says the Gro, that's the word. He wanted to take the Shem Kel, Bilam, and make the Shem Elokim, to make it short, to make it the Shem Kel, and to make it longer, to make from the Shem Kel, Elokim, Kel is Chesed, then transform it into Elokim. And he wanted to make from the Shem Yudkei Vavkei, which is Rachamim, to shorten it. That's what the Pasuk says. One, he wanted to do both. And the Pasuk is telling you, the Machlokes in the Medrash, which one was the Ikar. One Madom says Chika, he wanted to make the name shorter. He wanted to make from Yudkei Vavkei, Yudkei. So that's what the Pasuk says, Ma'ezom Lozom Hashem. Why? Yeah, Kodesh Boch Yudkei Vovkei. There was no Zam from Kodesh Boch. That's why he could not make it into Yudkei. And my echo, the other Madoma says, Kodesh Boch put words in his mouth, extended, because he wanted to go ahead and say from the Shem, he wanted to go ahead and take the Elokim, and he wanted to make the Elokim, he wanted to make the Shem Elokim, the Shem Kel to expand to Elokim. So that's the idea. The Pasuk says, Ma'ezom lo zoam Hashem yudkei vovkei. The idea is, so says the Medrash, now you could understand. Chad omar chika, okay, chad omar hoitzi, chad omar chika, how dechsiv, ma'ekov lo kovakel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it shorter. He wanted to say Elokim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it shorter. So he made it the Shem Kel. Vechad omar hoitzi milim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu extended. He wanted to say yudkei, and therefore he said, instead of yudkei, yudkei vovkei, ma'ezom lo zoam Hashem. Okay? So comes out my Ekov Lokov Akel. Is the idea is that he wanted to say Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it shorter to be the Shem Kel. And Mazo Ezom Lozom Hashem, he wanted to go ahead and to say Yudkei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu extended it to be Yudkei Vavkei. Okay? So that's the Gro. And the question is, what's the significant? Ma'ezom Lozom Hashem, Ma'ekov Lokov Akel, Ma'ezom Lozom Hashem. What does he have to do? Meaning he wanted to make the Shem Elokim into Kel, the Shem Kel into Elokim, and the Shem Yudkei Vovkei into Yudkei. Why is that significant? That's why Allah says Ktan Ogdoila. Why is that significant? The Rambam in Perek Vov, Meluchas Esoidi, HaTorah writes, a person writes Kel from Elokim, or writes Yudkei from Yudkei Vovkei, is Shemer Shelem Nimchokim, and that's one of the Shemers. And the rival appears to be arguing there. So the Kesef Mishnah says, one second, the Gemara says it. How the Rav is Mashma? He says, the Kel Melokim, you are Chayev. So what's the Rav arguing? So the Kesef Mishnah, the Machlok is the Ram, and the Rav is the following. If you write Kel, right, as part of Elokim, you add Kel as a Shem Bifnei Atzmoi. Kel as a Shem Bifnei Atzmoi is for sure Shem Hashem Nechokim. Yud Kei Vovkei, says the Kesavisha, that the Raivad argues that the Shem Yudkei on its own has no Kedusha. Only Yudkei is part of a Yudkei Vovkei that has Kedusha. Tzram Shitez is Yudkei from Yudkei Vovkei. Okel Melokim, those Shemas, is Shemas Shem Chokim. Machloik is Achronim, what's the real case? Did he mean to write the full name or not? But be as it may, is it the Raisa or the Rabbonon? But anyway, the Shem Kel from Elohim, or the Shem Yudke from Yudke Vovke, they have Kedusha in them. Chokim. Shita Saraived is the Raived asks and says, I agree with the Kesavish, no Kel Elohim. Shem Kel is fine. But Yudke Vovke on its own, Yudke, I'm sorry, on its own is not Hashem. Only Yudke from Hel, from Vovke. And the question is, why? What does that mean? Why Kel? Even if it's Melokim, and doesn't have to be Melokim, has a Kedusha, Yudkei only is part of Yudkei Vovkei. Second question. And the third question, the Gemara in Brachos Dav Zayin, the Gemara is on the end of Kof Hei, the Gemara says that Yudea Das Elyon, and the Gemara says that he was Yudea Das Elyon, he didn't know the Das of his Behema. And the Gemara says why? Because the Behema, he wanted to know, to try to trick the Behema, Bilam, saying that I don't know her, I really, the first time I carry her, she says, no, you are always with me, right? So he didn't know the das of his animal. He knows the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Gemara, no, he knew when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zoyim Kel Zoyim Bechol Yoyim. And on that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not angry, didn't get angry. That's what the Pasuk says, Ma'ezom lo Zoham Hashem. Ma'ekov lo Kov HaKel, Ma'ezom lo Zoham Hashem. Okay, that's the Gemara. And is Marsha for the Gemara that Gribuch didn't get angry, so he didn't get a chance to be Mekalo Klal Yisrael. State in Toysis, the father Toysis says, what could he have said? Because the Gemara asks, how long is Zamash LaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Gemara, Zamash LaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rega. And how long is Rega? Kememri. Rega is as long as it takes to say the word Rega. So asks Toysis, what could he have cursed Klal Yisrael in such a short time? So Toysis says he could have said the word Kalem. Kalem is also a three-letter word, and that's what he would have said. So the So it's mashma that he did say Kalem. And Rav Shapiro always says, if you look at the broch, the klolos or the brochas of Bilam, one starts Kilachash Biokov Lohibit Avin. And Matoy Velecha Yaakov. So they start with a Chof Lavet Mem. So he did say Kalem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mehapech LeMelech. The question is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get angry. What's the purpose of saying Kalem? Okay? And what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry? What does it mean that Bilam knew about that? As a continuation of what we spoke about, the concept of Etz Hadas. Etz Hadas is the concept of confusion. The one that took confusion to the utmost was Bilam, was Lavan. Lavan, the idea is that Ovatzvoyim, and he's the connection of, he's the opposite of Yaakov Avin. Yaakov Avin is the Midas Ha'emes. Midas Ha'emes was what Yaakov Avinu did to surpass Etz Hadas. That's why Yaakov Avinu lo Emes, as we spoke several times, Yaakov Avinu lo Emes, lo Roti Pozer V'yomov, he's Midas Ha'emes, he's the Tikkun of Etz Hadas, he's Odom Kodem Achet. Lavan is the one that comes to his counterparty that wants to kill Yaakov. Because Loven is the concept of Sheker. Why? Because the Loven is he's the one who's able to change and switch things in the utmost. He's the one who seizes that confusion in the world to the utmost. That's why it's called all the idea of Loven. Loven is white. It's Kolat Zvoy, meaning it takes all the colors together and creates a huge mess out of it. That's why by Loven, that's Loven. Loven is the Sheker Sheba'olam, taking that Sheker to the utmost, seizing the confusion of Etz Hadas to create an ultimate confusion. We'll see that all the counterparts of Yaakov Avinu are like that. Of that, because Yaakov Avinu is the Tikkun Chet Etz Hadas, Yaakov Avinu Lameis, Midas Emes, he didn't have the Taiva, all the mid of Yaakov Avinu, the Briach HaTikkun, he's the letter Vov that we spoke so many times, the Tikkun Hadas is Yaakov Avinu. All the people who try to seize it away from him are the people who are the masters of Sheker. You have Esav, which is Kuli Sheker, מה נבואת שקורות? למה נכפסו עשיו ניבו מצפונוב? So Yesav is also the ultimate checker because he's one thing on the outside, one thing in the inside. That is Esav. And Lavan is the one that uses that confusion to create Sheker Boilam. He fabricates. That is Lavan. We know Chazal say that Lavan is the same thing as Bilam. If you look at Bilam, he was Yodea Das Elyon. All the idea of Bilam is to seize the confusion of the world to the utmost, which is the same Bilam as Lavan. We know that Lavan and Bilam is the same person. That's why, by the way, we know the Gemara says that Lavan, the Bilam, saw the Nevuah Bispaklari Hamira. Right? So in the Gemara says in Babasa that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Sifri in Sefer Bilam. So Rav Shach quotes in the Chosin Sedei HaTorah from Rav Shach Rabbeinu Diskin, why the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Bispaklari Hamira. Because usually when HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to the Navi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to the Navi not through the Navi, but he talks to the Navi, and the Navi mediates the experience. Lavan, which is Bilam, is such a sheker that no matter what the message would be, he would always confuse that message. So Lavan is the one that the sheker is the ability to veyichli maskur teser es moinim, which is the sheker boilam, is seizing that confusion of Etz Hadas to the utmost. That therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu could never give him a Nevuah directly, because the Nevuah directly would be distorted by him. Therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they had to speak not to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to speak through him. That's what Rav Shach says. This is the idea of Lavan. Mimela, the following is the idea. The ultimate confusion is what's Midas HaChesed and what's Midas HaDin. In this world, Das is Havdalah. Is the idea to be mavdil, that there is this and there is that. Das Elyon is exactly the opposite of what Das is. The word Das means Havdalah, but the word Das means connection. In this world, Das is done to be mavdil, and therefore you create a confusion of how to be mavdil. In Shoyresh HaDvorim, which is the Das Elyon, is exactly the opposite. Das is not what's mavdil, Das is to show that everything is connected. In this world, the confusion is that connection becomes a way to separate. And hafuch, the only time to connect is to separate. This hafuch, this opposite approach, because if you look at the letter Vav, which is the Midas HaEmes, Midas HaSheker, Midas HaEmes is connection. It's showing that there is one idea, that Chedas is Chibur, Ve'odem Yod is Chava Ishtoi. Das in this world is not a Vav, which is a Mechaber, is the Vav, which is Mehapech. That's called the Vav HaHipuch. That's why in this world, the Das does exactly the opposite of what the Das should be. He knew Das Elyon, because since he's the one who takes the most advantage of the confusion of Etz HaDas, a person who shoil it in the color sheker knows what's the MS. That's Lavan, right? If you put all the colors, it becomes white, right? Because if you look at all the sheker, you realize that everything is a sheker. So Mimila, the Gemara says he knew Das Elyon. He knew what Das is, not the Das HaTachton, he knew the Das HaElyon. Das HaElyon is not that there is Ra and Toiv, so there's a confusion what Ra and Toiv is. The Das HaElyon tells you that there is a confusion, the Shoresh is because the Ra and Toiv is Hainuach. Midas HaChesed and Midas HaDin is Hainuach. He realized that, and he wanted to fabricate Midas HaDin because people in Olam Hazeh, in Das HaTachton, they think that Midas HaDin is in opposition, in contradiction to Midas HaChesed, when in essence they are the same. Chesed kill kol hayom. Kill is the Shem HaChesed. Dafka Midas HaChesed has Midas HaDin. The Midas HaDin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is zoyim bechol yoyim. So Rav Gedalia Shor quotes the Psalm Mroish that he says, and this is the Psalm Mroish. So the not Psalm Mroish, I'm sorry, the Rosh Psalmim. The Rosh Psalmim says on the post, Va'ichar af Elokim k'yoylechu. The Kisvari says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry with the Elohim. In other words, not he was angry. The af Elohim, the Midas HaDin, was angry that he had to go away. In other words, because what was Lavan going to do? He was going to seize the Midas HaDin, because by doing Midas HaDin in this world would create confusion, because appears the Din is in opposition to Chesed. But he knew that Din and Chesed is connected, because Lavan is the ultimate sheker And therefore he knows, because he's ultimate checker, he's Mismaklar Emira. He's somebody that das can never work. In other words, you could go above Etz Hadas either by winning the challenge of das or by losing the challenge of das. If you look, Rav Shach says, Bilam had to go above das because he's so confused and he's so sheker that if you need das in the world of confusion, he'll create even more confusion. Therefore, his das atachton, you could go and transcend to das ha'elyon either because you overcome das tachton or because you lose to das tachton. Bilam is the one that lost to the confusion. Therefore, he got to Spaklari Amira. Ispaklari Amira tells you that not only what is good and what's bad, the good and bad is Hanuach. The Das is not Havdolah, Das is actually connection. Where is that utmost shows? It shows by that Chesed Kel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the name Kel, which is Midas HaChesed, Davka the Shem Kel is Zoyim B'chol Yoyim. Davka there is the shore of Midas HaDin. So says Dari, the Rosh Hashanah quotes Dari, the Dari says, V'yichar afen lo'ikim ki oilechu. The anger, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not get angry in those days, the anger was angry. Why? Because Bilam, by seizing Midas HaDin and creating confusion, prevented Midas HaDin to come out of Midas HaChesed. The Midas HaDin that comes from Midas HaChesed, that is necessary for the Chesed to be useful. In other words, says the Malbi in Daf Kuf in Sanhedrin, says the Rosh Hashanah this pasuk here, that anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what enables the Chesed to be a Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zoyim Bechol Yoyim, because if you have just love, if you don't have punishment, the love is useless. If you love a child and you don't give boundaries, that transmutates the love into Taiva. The Avas Hashem, the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without Midas HaDin, without Yirah Shamayim, is balancing it, turns and mutates into Taiva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not use the Midas HaDin in the Das HaElyon. It is Midas HaChesed. Midas HaChesed creates Midas HaDin, because without Din, there is no Chesed. And the Chesed creates Din and allows Din to exist. Din, as we always spoke, and Ramchal says, is a direct byproduct of Chesed. And that is when to show you the Das HaElyon, that Chesed and Din are connected, they are the same. In this world, there's an opposition of Chesed and Din. They appear to be contradicting, and that's what Lavan does. Lavan is such Das of confusion that no matter how much it is, Das will never show how the two can reconcile. So he wanted to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu anger in those days, and to show that anger is kibiyochel astira to the Hava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not get angry. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu not getting angry, Midas HaChesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu became untamed and uncontrolled and turned into Taiva. So what he did was, says the Rosh Hashanah, if you look at Bnei Smoyev, that happened, this was a direct plan to Bilam. Because by Bilam saying, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, I'll create not their Mechubar, I'll create them to be separate, he prevented HaKadosh Baruch Hu from getting angry. That's the pasuk says. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu not being angry, the Ahava and the Chesed turned into Taiva. Therefore, they had no boundaries. They went to Bnei Smoyev. So Bnei Smoyev is a direct result of Yodeas Das Elyon. So if we ask the question, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't be angry, why did he say Kalem? He said Kalem exactly to prevent, his goal was to preventing HaKadosh Baruch Hu from being angry. Because by preventing HaKadosh Baruch Hu from being angry, he knew that Bnei Smoyev would come out in the end. So the reason why he said Kalem, despite the fact that by saying there was no need, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get angry, because by saying Kalem, he prevented HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be angry. Because Etz Hadas tells you that in this world, Chesed and Din are instilled to each other, or in essence, they are connected to each other. And this is the pasuk. He wanted to go ahead and to take the Shem Kel and separate, turn Kel into Elohim, which is using Midas HaDin as a stira to Midas HaChesed, or meaning Yud Kei for Yud Kei Vav Kei. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made from the Shem Elohim Kel and for the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud Kei, Yud Kei Vav Kei, to show that that's Hainuach. He wanted to create in the world that the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a stira to the Chesed when they are always the same. Mimele also couldn't stand the Raive. The Raive tells it like this: the Yishem Yud Kei, which is Midas HaDin, doesn't exist as a Shem Bifnei Atzmi. Midas Adin is only has something if it's a chelek of Midas HaChesed. Therefore, if you write Yudke Vovke, Yudke has Kedusha. If you didn't write, it doesn't. But the Shem Kel is the Shem HaChesed. Kel on its own has value. Kel can expand into Elohim because it allows it to happen. So therefore, what he wanted to show is Kibiyochol to turn from the Shem Kel Elohim and to the Shem Yudke Vovke Yudke to assume that there is a Midas Adin which is independent by Olam Hazeh, and therefore he creates chaos. The ultimate is because he knew that he could seize that, because Chesed and Din are not opposites, they are the same. The Shem Kel is the Shem Elohim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned from Elohim Kel and from Yudke Yudke Vovke to show you that Midas Adin is higher than Midas HaChesed. But because he was going to seize into the confusion of Etz Hadas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not get angry. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu not getting angry allowed this move to happen. So you see that that's what Bilam is. Bilam is the ultimate confusion, not allowing Das to function. But not allowing Das to function, it means that Das is only Havdalah. But the really Das is not Havdalah. Das is connection, is Chibur. And the ultimate of that, the ultimate confusion, is to creating a Havdalah being Toiv Lera. And the Tikkun is to realize that both of them are the same. Therefore, the Havdalah of Haman is being Or Haman Leboruch Mordechai. And the Tikkun Etz Hadas is that Lohod that we don't know to be Mavdil, being Or Haman Leboruch Mordechai. And that's the Tikkun on Bilam. The Tikkun on Bilam is your Dei Hadas Elyon. The Midas Hadin is a direct result of Midas HaChesed, and that prevents ultimately Chesed from coming into Taiva. Was it clear?